We are live.
Woo.
I guess we'll just give people a couple minutes to show up
Right?
or tune in or what have you.
Whatever you call
I
it.
know Fearless, one of our subscribers, had mentioned that another podcast had announced they were talking about pretty much the same subject. So definitely is on the
Everybody's
top of our
radar.
agendas these days. Yep, exactly.
Right.
Yeah. It is definitely how funny. And we're all
That
like,
is either a good thing or a bad thing. Bad for them, bad for the scammers.
One of my
I
clients,
mean, not like we have like 50 million followers where they're going to be like, oh my God, this is what the bitchy witchy said.
But we're getting there. We're over 1,105.
Dude. I'm sorry, Jason, you were saying?
One of the clients I'm working with now, she was taken advantage of by a charlatan.
Ugh.
She says, like, I've given this woman so much money, and all she does is she doesn't do shit.
That's horrible.
It is horrible.
She has like an energy blockage in the back of her head.
Ugh.
And I was like, you know what? Like, I will help you out for free because I know like you've done or you've given this woman so much money. And I guess like your name was like Tammy Adams or something. Tammy Adams. And she's like scam. I was looking into her online, and I guess like she was the center of a lawsuit. Like someone like lost their house because of this bitch.
Wow.
Well, hold your thought on that. Hold your thought on that. So we're a couple of minutes past the hour, so let's go ahead and do our little housekeeping stuff. Get that out of the way. Welcome to the Bitchy Witchies podcast, episode
Four?
four.
Four? Yeah, episode four
I
for
hope
the
I'm
season.
right.
Happy
Yeah,
New Year,
for
everybody.
season seven. Yes, Happy New Year. Yeah, we tried to keep it going and at least record an episode to drop on the regular cadence, which would have landed on December 25th. But man, things were just way too crazy
We are
this past holiday season. So
all
we
have
just
so
decided
much going
to
on.
just, yeah. So we did take a little extra holiday break, but we are back on track. And if you have not tuned in before, we are at a quartet of witches. We have one person who is out sick. Unfortunately, she has COVID. So
Yay.
she's not doing so well. So well wishes to her. But we have Jason Altair Duquesne. We have Miss Mountain Gypsy. We have myself, Bella Luna, and our silent lady right now, who hopefully will get to tune in at some point, is Miss Hestia Rose. So definitely stick around, check us out. If you like what you see, definitely click that subscribe button if you haven't already. And if you have been watching us routinely, and you're still not subscribed, please go ahead and hit that subscribe button. Right now, our recent stats have shown that our viewership is about 50-50. We have pretty consistent viewers, but only 50% of the viewers are actually subscribed. So it really helps us out if you do subscribe to us. So think about it. And with that, our subject for today is, I'm going to let Miss Mountain Gypsy announce the subject for today.
We calling out the spiritual scammers, you know, those assholes who are in your inbox like 5 seconds after they follow you, who are like, we saw your profile and your ancestors said I had to reach out to you.
I
We
have to
saw
do.
your picture and
I have to give you a free reading. Would you like a free reading? Oh, my reading says that you're hexed. I can remove the hex for $5,000.
Discount, 50% off.
Yes. You know, but then we also have those, you know, professional in the spotlight scammers. We all grew up with quite a few of those on TV.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, the thing is, and we'll get into this a little bit later, you know, because I was reminded of a series I was watching on Netflix of these people back in the 90s. And for some of you younger folks, the 90s are like back then. Oh my God, was anybody still alive back then? But I mean, really and truly, this kind of stuff has been going on for years and years and years and years and years, way before any of us were ever born. You know, this isn't new, unfortunately. But because of the nature of all things occult being like really kind of a cool trend right now, or it's been like for the last several years, that these scammers are not stupid. You know, they see that. And so they're riding the trend along with everybody else and scamming the heck out of all kinds of people.
Oh yeah.
Right?
I feel like
So, Jason, go ahead.
a lot of it like did start in the 90s, like with Miss Cleo and Sylvia Brown.
Yeah. And
No,
Mr. Janet.
actually it started way before that. Way
Oh yeah.
before that.
Oh yeah,
But I mean,
for sure.
even on the media, it started way before that, right? But I think what's really prominent, especially because, well, one, you know, the age group of the people that tend to watch us, but also because of like mass media and stuff like that. I think to your point, Jason, that's probably what it really gave the scammers like a platform to really get out there in mass quantities.
Right,
Absolutely.
because I want to say that's probably when like the psychic industry like started to become like that like $1 million industry.
Yeah, like in what, the 60s or 70s? No, the whole Age of Aquarius thing started.
Oh yeah,
Everybody,
then for sure.
that stuff started booming. You know, you had card readers on every corner and down the street, everywhere. Someone somewhere had that already set up as soon as that became a big boom, the spiritual age in the 60s and 70s.
But like
Absolutely.
the TV psychics like Miss Cleo like
Poor Miss Cleo. Everybody refers to her woman.
I
She's the most memorable one because of her commercials and her acting skills of being a Jamaican woman and her
Right, she was
outfits and stuff.
you, call me now, call me psychic, your future is on the line.
Yes, dude. Like I remember my cousin wanting to call them, and mom was like, "Don't you dare! We're all gonna get in trouble, and I'm gonna get in trouble the most because I'm the oldest."
Right. And I forget what she did specifically that made people realize that she was a scam artist.
If I remember right, she actually went on a TV show and her accent was like gone for a few minutes and then it came back and then it would go out and everybody was like, "Wait, what happened to your accent? Now you just sound like some chick from New Jersey."
I think what she would do a lot of the time too, which is something that you see on TV, is like the hot reading and the cold reading. Cold reading being like you ask very basic questions that could apply to anybody, and then using that information to jump off to give other vague information that could again apply to anybody. And if you notice, like they're always in a group. They say like, oh, I only want to do group sessions, so that way they can say like, okay, I'm feeling an M. There's a like something with an M. No, not you. There's a good chance that someone in the audience will be like, oh yeah, M resonates to me. It could be a family member, it could be a pet, it could be a
Well, they
place
also want
thing.
to only do groups because even
You
if
know
they're
what? I have to say one thing though, one thing immediately in regards to that. Okay. And this is a kudos towards Jason because this is how you can easily tell the real deal. You know, Jason did a reading for me once in regards to some family members. Jason wasn't like, "Oh, is there an R? Is there a D? Is there?" No, he said the freaking name right off the bat. And that to me, you know, is like that if somebody's telling you an M, if somebody's telling you stuff that statistically is probable, you know, apply statistics to it. If it's statistically incredibly probable, you know, let's take them with a grain of salt. The chances of Jason pulling out those names, which are Filipino names, by the way, not common. I mean, they're not very common names. Sure, you see them in American names, but they're not very common names. You know, the probability of that drops significantly. So that's all. Just give you a cookie.
Well, and see, and that's the difference for people like me, Jason, and Hestia, who do this. And we don't ask any questions. We're like, okay, before the reading, all we ask is general or a specific topic. That's it. Then we do our readings. And like, you know, Jason doesn't hold like cooling names. And it's like, well, how the hell did you know that? Or, you know, like me and Hestia, we like feel for like, it's the energy of a male, a female, or something like that. But all these other readers that are, you know, messaging you because your ancestors called them, you know, they want to know everything about you before they even pull the cards.
Right.
They want to know everything. Yeah. And like, you know, if they
generic shit, like, does a man mean anything to anybody? A man? Does a man mean anything?
Like, right.
Yes. And like, no. You know, like Jason was saying about group readings, how some of them will only do group. It's because they're using facial cues from the other people around because, you know, someone's going to have that reaction and be, okay, I'm going to roll with this. I'm going to roll with this because I'm on something there, you know?
Right.
So it's like they're using the group for facial and expression cues to keep rolling with their bullshit.
Right, exactly. And they'll be like, so I'm sensing that there is like maybe a piece of jewelry. Oh yeah, I actually like lost an earring the other day. Oh, awesome. Hang on, I'm sensing some other bad stuff. Well, my daughter just got in a car accident. Oh, awesome. I mean, I'm sorry.
Exactly. That was it. That's what I saw. Yeah. And then they'll go into details. Oh, okay. Yeah, I was seeing like broken glass. That makes sense. A car accident.
Yeah. Exactly.
So funny.
You know, something to point out before we continue going into further depth into this. Something to point out is that not that I'm giving some of these people kudos, but at the same time, you know, some of them are actually quite skilled because there's a lot that you can pick up from psychological cues to Brandy's point, you know, the facial expressions and such. I mean, if any of you have ever seen shows like Psych or Monk, and if you don't, look it up, check it out. You know, these are about people that have absolutely no psychic ability whatsoever. What they have is incredible observation skills. Mm-hmm. And very fine-tuned skills of understanding and recognizing psychological and social behaviors. And actually, Psych is about a person who pretends to be a psychic because he is so skilled in those abilities. And he can't find work in his actual area. I haven't seen the show in a long time. Like, what was he supposed to be? Like a private eye or a detective or something?
Yeah, he was a PI.
Because he couldn't really be. Yeah. So he went and became a fraud psychic. Then that was what the show was about. Because his skills were so insanely good. So sometimes some of these scammers can be hard to pinpoint if you don't understand their tools of the trade.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean,
Jason, you were sorry, go ahead.
No, go for it.
No, I was just saying, Jason, you were starting to tell a story about one of your clients and the potential scammer.
Oh yeah, so one of my clients, she has an energy blockage in the back of her head, and she found this woman. I think her name was like Tammy Adams or something. But yeah, she's been at the center of several lawsuits. Like someone has even like lost their house because of her. But what she does is she will keep on bringing the people back and telling them, oh, there's a new problem. There's a new problem. You have to pay me more money so I can get rid of it. And what my client was saying that how she gets people is they'll come to her and she'll be like, oh, I had a vision of you being murdered. And then they'll be like, oh my God, what do I do? Oh, I can do this protection on you and all this, and just really like set them up for shit. What my client thinks that she does is that she thinks that she has skills to where like she will make people's life worse deliberately so that way they'll keep coming back. I don't think that's the case. I think she just really didn't know what she was doing. And I think like she was a total scammer.
I would agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, I mean,
I mean, the power of persuasion, and we've talked about this on other episodes, the power of persuasion is huge.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, you know, we discussed my sister-in-law a few weeks ago.
But if you are not very well versed in this life, and you put a lot of undeserved trust into a stranger that you think has all these abilities, and they're telling you that you're cursed, or that you have a propensity towards bad luck, or you have a lot of bad energy around you, you're going to take that, you're going to believe it, and you're going to manifest it yourself, or you're going to misinterpret every single thing that happens
and
bring up that message. And so, yes, you can turn around and say, oh, well, maybe she's doing this to me, or maybe he's doing this to me. No, you're doing it to yourself. Sorry.
Yeah,
you're doing it
exactly.
To yourself.
Oh, exactly.
And yeah. They bank on you doing it to yourself.
Yeah,
literally
they
bank
do.
On you.
Because they expect you to come running to them as soon as something happens. Oh my God, you are right. This is happening. What can you do?
Right, exactly.
That whole thing that you were talking about of, you know, oh, now you have this wrong. If you pay me some more money, XYZ. That's the whole irony of the situation, because that is not an old trick of the trade.
No.
That is not a new trick of the trade. That is an incredibly old trick of the trade. I mean, since I was a little girl hearing about this stuff, you know, in magazines and newspapers and such, you know, that is literally the formula. And the fact that we as a society still fall for that today is painful, because, you know, talk about not learning from our history, not learning from our past. I mean, this is a perfect example.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you say you have something wrong. The scammer says, I can fix it for you. If you pay all this money, it doesn't get fixed. You call them on it and they say, well, that's because X, Y, and Z is happening. And you did this wrong, or you didn't do this. And so now pay me some more money and we'll fix that. And each time it doesn't go through, and each time they always have a response and a reason for you that interestingly enough can be fixed for a mere price of $1,500.
Exactly. Exactly. Or they'll have these objects or something. Like my client says that this woman gave her a plastic rosary. It was like literally like plastic, one that you can get for free at a Catholic school because they have like a big bucket of them. You could just pick. She charged her like $50 for it, saying that it was blessed by the Pope and Mother Teresa and all this stuff. And she was like, she was claiming that she was actually trained by the Pope and the Dalai Lama and Mother Teresa.
Considering Mother Teresa's been dead for how many years now?
Right.
And listen, on her deathbed, they just lined up and said, touch, 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 touch. Yes.
And it's just funny because nowadays I've noticed on social media, if you're following a big, you know, occultist on social media, and either you like or comment on their thing, I can guarantee you within maybe 10 to 20 minutes after a scammer has seen someone comment or following the likes of who's liking it, you're gonna have a message in your message box from these people, because it happens to me all the time. Even when I'm posting on our personal stuff and then I go to my personal page and like our shit, I always have someone in my inbox, you know?
And why do you think that is?
That's because they know they're going to find someone who is, you know, going to go fall into their little trap. Out of all the hundreds.
Right, exactly. Because, and it's just that, because, again, going back to, they know this is a fad. They are not, many of them are stupid, but many of them are incredibly smart. Mm-hmm. And they know that there are a number of occultists out there who've been doing this for decades, but they also know that despite the popularity, that number of truly serious long-time practitioners are still in the minority. They know, again, back to statistics, they know statistically speaking, that they can message five people and probably four out of the five that they message are going to be newbies.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to sit there and go, really? Oh my God, really? You could do that for me?
Yeah. And they love their making a spectacle of themselves with kind of spiritual showboating in a way.
Exactly.
And real practitioners don't do that. Even way back in the day, you would always find these Madam Whoever's in the town square. But if you wanted to go to a real practitioner, you weren't going to find them in the town square. You had to venture to the park.
They were out at their house or on the edge of town and deep in the forest, you know, shit like that.
Exactly.
Yeah, but I think
I told you to tell your story and then I continued to interrupt you. You guys slap me for that. Please finish your story, because I really am interested in about that person.
So let's see, where was I? So
you were about to say that there were some records of her. Yeah.
The plastic rosary and all that.
Yeah. So looking her up online, she was at the center of a lawsuit, and she goes from state to state where people have actually sued her for her just taking their money and not doing anything. Or there was one person actually claimed that she was making the situations worse, and that's actually what my client thought too. And one thing that drew my client into her so many times was, of course, she told her, oh, I have a vision of you getting murdered. And then she was getting stalked by someone. She told her, oh, you have to go to this church. And she went to this church at the time that she told her, and there was a guy who was following her. He had tattoos on his face and everything. And she says that if it wasn't for her guides telling her to run, she feels that she would have been murdered. And my client thinks that she set that up. I was like, no, I think that was literally just coincidental. She sent you to an area that's notorious for crime.
Yeah. And she sent you there. She sent you there.
Yeah.
Do you know this person? Have you even met this person? Have you seen this? Have you talked to this person on the phone? Have you talked to this person face-to-face, you know, on video chat? Because, you know, it's 2023. We can do that now. I mean, did you scrutinize this person? And I think later we should get into some things to look out for if you choose to go that route.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. I mean, first off, the red flags are them messaging you. And most of the time they're grand rising and shit like that. And I'm priestess so-and-so of this, this, and that. And I can cure you of these diseases and illnesses and find your soulmate. And those are the red flags that you want to turn around and be all, I don't think so.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
I'm drawn to you. That's such creepy. My favorite. Those posts. Leave a message if you'd like a reading. And if I feel drawn to you, I'll give you a reading. Guess what? For the right price, they're drawn to you.
Oh,
exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. Or like if someone goes missing, then they, you know, in comes the influx of psychic detectives who, oh, I can help you find your loved one for a price. And people will actually pay them. And
they do.
If you're like posting if you're posting about some kind of situation you're in, like I've noticed a lot of people who like are going through divorces or something like that, they're on top of those people. I can find you your right soulmate.
Right. That reminds me too, like that's what makes hot reading so easy these days, is people post everything about themselves on social media. They post like, oh, like rip grandma. Then your grandma says hello. Did your grandma just recently pass away? How did you know? Oh, I'm psychic.
No, bitch. She just went through your whole fucking profile and that's how she saw it.
Exactly. Like Sylvia Brown, the one woman said that.
The angel lady.
Is that Sylvia Brown? Was she the angel lady?
Yeah, oh. She's the angel lady. She talks to the angels.
Oh. Did the angels tell her to tell a woman that her daughter was dead when she wasn't? Like,
ouch.
That was one of her biggest things. A woman on, it was on Montel, asked Sylvia Brown that her daughter was kidnapped by her husband and she wanted to know like where she was. Oh, I'm sorry, sweetie, she's dead. And the daughter was actually watching that episode. And so like she actually called the Montel Williams show and says, like, I'm not dead, I'm alive. And she says that like it just broke her heart to like sit there and watch that episode of that woman telling her mom that she was dead when she wasn't.
I think that was the last time Montel Williams ever brought her on the show too.
I think so.
Because she was always on that damn show, like what, once a week or once or twice a month?
Yep. Yeah. And then she told that one couple said that their 16-year-old daughter just collapsed in her bedroom. They didn't know the cause of death. So they asked Sylvia what it was, and her response was, she was shot. And they just like looked at each other and were like, no, I don't care. She was shot. They're like, we had an autopsy done. If she was shot, it would have shut up in the autopsy. I don't care. I just see something hitting her chest. And that's how she died. Next question.
I think that they would have physically saw that too if she collapsed in her room.
Right, exactly. It's funny, like, and she said that she already knew her the age that she was going to die. She was going to die at the age of 88, and then she died at the age of 77.
I think she was a few years off.
Well, she got the dual numbers right.
Right. what's another
thing? But you know, I'm glad you brought up that story because I don't know. I think like what I was telling you guys earlier before we came on. I don't know if I necessarily call this person a scammer because I haven't seen, you know, if this person actually offers services or, you know, how those services have worked out. But a lot of you probably heard of what's going on with the Idaho University killings. Four college students were murdered in their apartment that they were living together with off campus. And somebody on TikTok, of course, somebody on TikTok who apparently does card readings said that her tarot cards told her that it was a one of the professors at the college, a female professor, called her out by name, gave everybody her information. That person started receiving death threats and nastygrams. Her family started getting harassed, and they caught the person, and it's not her.
Yeah, they caught the person because he was dumb and took a DNA a genealogy DNA test.
Right.
Damn, Ancestry DNA took it out. But yeah, like, see, when you told me that earlier, I was shocked because, you know, I do the TikTok thing, and I hadn't heard that. So they may be filtering that through some feeds, because I haven't heard shit on that. That's why I looked at you like, I was like, I didn't hear that one.
I hope so. Because like what Sylvia Brown did, even after the person was caught and the cops were like, yeah, this woman has nothing to do with it, she's like, I know she does. She still insists that she's right and that she hired that guy to kill the kids.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm sorry, his DNA was all over the place apparently, so he's screwed unless he opens his mouth and says something about it.
But right.
But like I said earlier, you know, my and Jason and Hesse's cards tell us shit all the time, but it's not like
they're not gonna call out somebody.
It's not gonna be right there in the card, it's this person.
Right.
You know, it's like, oh, well, you just gotta figure out who the asshole is. Not, here's the name, right here in the cards.
Exactly. Like, she probably just, like, picked someone or felt out somebody that was at the college and then, like, asked her cards, like, is it right? Yes.
Or maybe she's a previous student who just had a freaking vendetta against that one professor.
Yes.
You know, yeah. We have that one teacher we all don't like.
Exactly.
So maybe that's what that was. She had an issue with the freaking teacher.
It's like Bella was saying. Oh, no problem. But yeah, like what Bella was saying too, like, it's scary that people are giving into it and this poor professor is receiving death threats now. Because people want to buy into it. Like, I wonder what this bitch's credentials are. Like, or she's probably just really good at selling herself as.
That's the thing, yeah. Is that, you know, you have to be careful when you choose to listen to those people and choose to take their advice. You know, if that's what you choose to do, that's what you choose to do. You know, we're not here to tell you, like, you're stupid or whatever, but be smart about it. You know, and just do your due diligence and be careful, because it can get very dangerous, and not just for you. I mean, like that example, you know, the danger is to a complete stranger that she's calling out for no reason whatsoever other than what she thought she interpreted from her tarot cards.
Yeah,
exactly.
Well, that, and like, if you get these messages, you can go to these people's profiles. A lot of times their profiles are going to be private, and because they've stolen other people's photos of their spell work or their card spreads and stuff. And they don't want, because they're gonna have it private. This is what I've noticed. They're gonna have their account private because they've picked you from someone you followed. They've gone through your shit, you know, and they know you follow these people. So they know, oh, well, I stole these pictures. I don't want them to be able to see it unless they feed into my messages.
Right.
And they follow you know, they follow you first and then they'll send you the message. And then you're going to go try to look at their profile, but it's going to be private unless you follow them back. Because I've caught a few of the scammers that have stolen a few of the people we know's photos of their workings and card spreads.
Yeah,
we've had several of our friends have that happen too in the last couple years.
Oh, and wow. I think,
absolutely.
Yeah, well, I think Brujo was one of the first ones, because he's like, this bitch stole my photo, and she was saying it was hers, and that this was what this working was for. But it was funny because it was almost word for word of what he put on his post. You know, I thought him and, you know, his partner were gonna go ballistic.
Dang, I would have. Yeah. better not see any of mine. I don't really post a lot of stuff other than what's on my website, but still, damn.
I need a doggy door on my room door, because now I got my cat who wants to come in.
Aww, Miss Bastet wants to join us today.
Oh, I'm Bastet. Yes, she is.
She said, I heard you guys talking shit. I'm coming along.
Yes.
They tried to ask her before, do you want to come in?
She's like, you guys are talking shit. I'm coming.
Right? Aw, love it. But
are there any particular scammers that you guys are thinking of that come to the top of your head?
For me, it was just the Tammy Adams chick, and then Miss Cleo, and Sylvia.
Is anybody watching the comment section, by the way? Okay. What about you, Miss Mountain Gypsy? Anybody?
Well, I just noticed lately, I don't know if everybody remembers how we had Madame Oshun on. She had someone steal her profile information and create a whole new profile to start scamming people.
Right. And yeah. they didn't even spell Madam, right?
No, but they did. They went and, like, this just happened, I think, this week, because I saw her post about this is a scammer. But yeah, they went and stole all her shit and are posing as her. So
they'll do that on famous TikTokers also. Famous YouTubers also.
Yeah. You know, so if you follow someone and then you're like, they don't follow you back, and, you know, because they're such a big account, and then all of a sudden you get them following you back. Look at that shit, because it's not going to 99% of the time. It is not that person, you know. I mean, yes, have we all had somebody, you know, that we've followed for a while finally follow us back? Yes. And it really was them. But most of the time it's not. It's these people who are stealing these people's, you know, information and identity to make money off of it, because they see what they're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It sucks.
The sad thing is that people fall for it. And I've watched some YouTube channels that have, you know, tens of thousands, sometimes in the 100,000s of followers. And so, you know, it makes sense why they're getting people who impersonate them. But it seems like almost every other episode that they're doing, they keep saying, I keep telling you guys, that's not me. Here is my actual number, puts it on the screen. This is my actual number. This is my actual email address. Anything other than that, that's not me. And yet I continue to get complaints from you guys. You know, I don't know how many other ways to tell you. And that's just it. How, you know, it people just want so, because I think, especially when it comes to like the bigger YouTubers, I think it becomes more not just of the idea that they want it to be real, but I think it's a little bit they're starstruck too. They're like, oh my God, they're actually responding to me. Oh my God, it's so and so from YouTube. They're talking to me personally, you know, and they get starstruck.
And right.
But the problem is the scammers know that that's going to happen.
Yeah, I've seen people do that too with celebrities.
Yeah,
like oh my God, I was just talking to Jennifer Coolidge.
I've seen that so much. I think we've all gotten those people, like even not spiritual or, you know, occultists. We've had famous people start following you, and it's like, sure, buddy.
Right? Exactly.
There are a couple legit, and you can tell that they're legit, but most of them you could tell right away, especially when they start, they'll follow us, and then usually I'll try to take a look at their stuff, and if they don't look good, I will remove them, because I don't want our followers to even look at our followers and think that they're legit, you know what I mean?
Yeah, dude. Like,
oh yeah.
That's what I was talking about. Like, how, you know, I'll go do our post for the week and the topics and stuff, and then I'll go back to mine and like follow it, like the post and, you know, repost it for us on my personal one. And like I said, guarantee 10, 15 minutes later, there's a scammer. So when I see that, I automatically go to our personal page for us. And I'm like, okay, you're off, because I don't want you to be preying on our followers, because they're smarter than that and they don't deserve that.
Exactly.
And then that way they know we're protecting them as well. You know, that way they know that we are not going to allow them to be preyed upon by stupid people.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And I think when it comes to those who actually like do believe the scammers, I think like they are just like really, really desperate, or the scammers like taking advantage of their belief and their desperation. And the scammer knows this. So they will just like continue to take them along for a ride. And then going back to, right.
That's a tough one, because, you know, it's easy for us to sit here and say, you know, don't fall for it. And, you know, and again, we're going to give tips and everything, but when you're desperate, you know, you really want to believe in something that can help you, you know?
Right.
And so I get that, but you have got to find a way. You know, if you're somebody that's listening that is in a desperate situation, you have got to find a way to pull yourself together enough to look at things critically and look at things smartly. Don't let yourself, because there's so much crap going on with you, the last thing that you need is to get scammed.
Exactly. And like these scammers, I think it makes it really hard. Another thing that makes it hard for legitimate practitioners too is like there's one red flag that a lot of people say. It's like, oh, if they charge for their services, then they're scamming you. Like, not necessarily.
No.
No.
I mean, you, me, and Hestia, we charge for our services because it is taking our time, our energy to do what we're doing. Do we charge you like your whole freaking week's paycheck? Absolutely not.
No,
because we really do feel that, you know, we do need to charge for our time and energy, but we're not going to freaking take your firstborn child.
Exactly. We don't do that anymore.
No.
Just kidding.
it's not part of our contract anymore. We actually have morals now. So we have just too many children to deal with.
And interestingly enough, I do not charge for my services. I will do services. But it's very few and far between. I mean, you have to really pull on my heartstrings for me to want to do something for you for free, because I just do not have the time or the energy and often the desire. I wish I could do it, you know, more on a full-time basis and actually make it into a career. But, you know, I have I have another career I'm doing, you know, I'm pretty busy, but every once in a while, you know, somebody I'll come across, they'll pull on my heartstrings enough and I'll do something for you. But I could probably count on one hand the number of times that has happened.
I mean, you have to
pull hard. You have to pull hard on my heartstrings.
Exactly. And here's the thing, if they're not going to sit there and ask you, like if they ask, you know, if these people are messaging you about services and stuff, and then you tell them your life freaking story, that's the difference. We're not gonna ask you for your life freaking story, for one.
Exactly.
Because first of all, we're gonna see that when we read you,
right?
But like, you know, Jason does spell work. Yes, he's gonna coach you and talk to you first to make sure this is exactly what you want, not just say, all right, let's do it. He's going to counsel your ass prior to. And, you know, these people will send you a message with options of things that they have services for. They're not going to coach you. They're just going to say, all right, this is what I'll do for you. You know,
exactly.
Interestingly enough, yes, I'm saying this while we're live. We actually had somebody reach out to us very recently that is looking for assistance regarding using In Tranquil Spirits. And this person, I'm not going to say who it is, especially if they're listening, you know, what I'm going to say is, Jason, I'm actually going to turn that over to you, because this person sounds serious enough and concerned enough that, you know, that's definitely somebody that would potentially be at risk for, you know, a scammer. And so I think that, you know, if they really do want help, they need that. I'm going to turn it over to you because I think that you'd probably be able to help them legitimately.
Okay.
So remind me to give you that information after the fact.
Okay, for sure. For sure. And going back to like charging, doing sort of like I'll do pro bono work as well. This one client who's been getting scammed, I'm seeing her for free until that energy blockage is done. But yeah, it's like I think our prices are extremely reasonable too. Like when we do charge, like there are people who will literally charge like $5,000 for one thing, and they'll be like
a 20-minute reading.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I had another
people pay it.
Yeah, yeah, that's the thing. Well, you know, and like I agree with Jason, like our service prices, mine, his, and Hestia's, they are reasonable because we've all been in that position of I want this done, but I can't afford it, you know, and like it's just one of those things. And we're not gonna sit there and be all, yeah, we can do this, but you need to pay me more. It's like, okay, this is what we're gonna do. Let's discuss this first. If you really want to do it, especially like Jason with the, you know, workings and stuff, he's going to sit there and counsel you before then, and then you discuss pricing and stuff. Plus, he's not going to message you. You have to go looking for him, or someone has to refer you to one of us.
That's exactly.
If you
ever get a message in your inbox, hi, this is Jason Altair Duquesne. I'm really feeling a strong pull towards you. I feel like I need to do a reading for you. Yeah, that's not Jason.
That's not me. That is none of us.
Yes, we wait for everybody to come to us, either through because they found us or they've heard us talk about it, or someone referred them to it. You know.
Exactly.
Message me, oh, you know, so-and-so told me you do readings. Can you help me? You know, like that. I'm not going to message your ass because, one, I'm too lazy and I don't like to people that way, you know?
So, exactly. So let's say somebody is looking for someone for to do some workings or to give them some sort of, you know, potion or whatnot or a reading. So because let's say they don't know. They don't know who to go to. They don't know anybody that they can, you know, trust their opinion on. What kind of things would you say to people to look for?
I would say, look at their background, because a lot of them I've noticed have really exaggerated backgrounds with their training or their titles, like doctor, professor, reverend. Let's see what else to look for. I would say I don't know if this is a good one. I would say probably the more followers or whatever they have, then probably the more chauvinistic they are. I don't know if that's entirely accurate though. They think that's just like personal bias there.
Fair enough. It is something to take under consideration.
Yeah.
Well, and then like Fearless just said, trust every few opinion. You know, trust very few opinions. And if she trusts your opinion, then you've earned it. And so if, you know, there's someone giving word of mouth about someone, you know, trust that person or don't trust that person's opinion, you know?
Yeah. Right. I would take if they're pricing.
For me, I would look for testimonials, but you also have to take that with a grain of salt because people can buy testimonials, people can make up testimonials, but that's definitely one other way to Fearless's point, you know? But then also do a little background on those people leaving the testimonials. and make sure it's not the person's, you know, niece or nephew.
Right. If you have their name. And you were meant
to price.
Yeah. Like if their prices are just like outrageous, then I would kind of take that with a grain of salt too. If their prices are outrageous as well as non-negotiable, that's another thing to look for. And also like look at how they do or how they communicate with you. Like if they're not going to do video call or in person or at the very least a phone call, like an actual like voice phone call, if all they're doing is communicating you through text or email or Google Meet or something like that, and like you're unable to actually like see their face or hear their voice, and it's just all completely through type and text, then
That's the way I do a lot of things, because a lot of my friends or a lot of people do come to me, they're doing it, having their readings done while they're at work and shit. But, you know, like Hestia does voice notes. That way she can get it clearly out. And I'll do voice notes and stuff, because sometimes people just don't have time for that, or, you know, can't do it around the people there are. But I mean, to Jason's point, be careful and watch how they're communicating with you. If they're very strict on specific stuff and not discussing it like a normal counseling conversation, and all they are focused on is what they can give you and their money, there's a problem if that's all they're focused on. Because technically, those of us who do this are kind of like counselors, you know?
And I want to elaborate a little bit more on what Jason was talking about looking at their background, you know, really, really explore them. You know, I really implore you to approach a spiritual worker, much like you would approach a physician or a psychiatrist or a counselor, you know, really do your research on them. It's an interesting time. You know, we're in an age where social media is all over the place. It is present just about everywhere. And so most people who offer services, and you know what, I'm even going to go very generic. I'm not just talking about metaphysical services. I mean, any kind of services. You know, if you fix cars, if you're a doctor, if you do hair, you have a social media presence. Why? Because they know that that's a way to, number one, get their name out there, but two, also to try to establish some legitimacy so that they can post and show that they really are knowledgeable in their given field.
Exactly.
So look for that. Look, if you're going to look at somebody, look and see if they have any social media presence. Look at the kind of stuff that they're doing. Do they seem like somebody that knows what they're doing? Are they knowledgeable? Do they talk about what they're doing? You know, or have they been posting about the real estate houses that they've been selling, and suddenly now they're doing spell work for you? You know, just some simple things. Really treat it. This is a business. A lot of these are very legitimate businesses. They are allowed to charge. This is how they're making their living. But like a business, you should scrutinize them just like you would any other business.
Yes.
I mean, like, you know, mine, Jason, and Hestia, like Hestia's profile is very business driven. So is, you know, Jason. But mine's both business and family. But you're going to see that even in my family shit. That this is my world. This is my business.
Exactly.
Because everybody knows that.
And there's no right or wrong in that either. You know? No. You take the four of us, and we have, again, a spectrum. Mm-hmm. We have somebody like me who rarely, if ever, will charge. I still have not completely said, no, I won't ever charge. But, you know, I rarely don't, because it's just not, you know, I do other things. My focus is on other things. My practice is personal, and that part is not part of part of my professional practice. And then you have Mountain Gypsy, who I don't want to say does it on the side, but it's kind of her part-time thing, because Mountain Gypsy also has a career doing some other things in the medical field.
Speaking of scammers, then, we just got 2 scammer messages in our comment box for Hot Girl.
Yay. Right on. And then you have Hestia, who does do it as her as I think one of her primary sources of income. She does a couple of different things. But I don't think she does it on a, or I shouldn't say, because I don't want to speak for her because she's not here, but she doesn't necessarily do it on a full-time basis. And then on the total other end of the spectrum, then we have Jason, who this is his business. He does it on a full-time basis. So, you know, we all have varying involvements in terms of our professional involvement in it. That doesn't make any one of us any less than or better than. So that's not necessarily something that you should be concerned about per se. It's the quality of what they're doing is what you should be concerned about.
Right. Yes. Yes.
There is one thing I do feel like I have to say, and you're all going to probably say, oh, this is a given, but you know, sometimes when you think it's a given, it's not for some people. And that is, please, please, and 2 more pleases. Do not give out ever your personal information. Don't give out your home addresses. Don't give out any personal information. If you have not, especially if you have not had any real interaction with them other than on social media. Just that's because, you know, to Jason's point of his client thinking, you know, well, maybe this person is actually causing harm to me. You know what? You give enough information, they may. And I'm not even saying on a spiritual level, if they know where you live and they have a partner who wants to, you know, stalk you in a little hoodie and have her call up and go, hey, I see a stalker in the cards for you. You know, that's all it takes. So don't give them the ammunition.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. And going back to like looking into them, I feel like if my client would have done a Google search, then she would have seen that like she's had lawsuits in different states.
Yeah.
You know, I always say that the internet is a double-edged sword. And you can Google in spiritual workers, you know, spell work for pay, and you will get 100 probably on, you know, right away on the first page alone. But you know what? Just as equally, and that's the harsh side of that double-edged sword. On the flip side to that, you can Google those same people and probably just as easily see the things that Jason was talking about, court cases against them or, you know, things that they are getting in trouble for.
Yeah. Yep, so exactly.
Just do a little bit of research.
Or you'll be able to see, like, you know, easily post, like, you know, you can Google some, go on to Instagram or any social media and search their name, and you'll be able to see the comments people are leaving them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you'll be able to see that because, you know, if someone is super pissed at someone for screwing something up or not doing something right, they're going to let you know on the internet comment boxes.
Exactly. Yeah.
So if you see like 50 angry people and like those couple people are like, oh, they're really awesome, and then like another 50 angry people, don't think you should be with that, like, allow that person.
Exactly. And I think like you could also kind of look at like experience levels too for those who like really advertise, because like if you look at some of these spiritual practitioners, like they literally just graduated high school last year, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, and now you're a big spiritual practitioner? Like, come on.
and you, we're not exaggerating. There's people out there who are you know, they have, some of them have, you know, really, how do I want to say this? Kind of benign, you know, Etsy shops. They'll sell spell bottles. They probably just picked this up about 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. You know, that's one thing. But some of them will also try to sell you their divination services.
Yeah.
So don't, it's not rude to ask questions like, how long have you been practicing? How did you learn? You know, it's okay. It's okay to ask those kinds of things.
Exactly. I could.
If someone takes offense to that, I would consider that a red flag.
That's a huge one.
Someone should not take offense to that.
Exactly.
Somebody should be very proud of what their background is.
And I also think, like, if they're product pushing too.
Yeah.
If they're charging you like for the service and then they're product pushing and then charging additional for that whatever product, like that to me is a red flag as well. Like that one that you were telling us about, but those man-sized
the candles, yes.
Yeah, the man-sized candles,
$1,200 two freaking 5-foot, 4-foot candles, dude. I'm sorry, no.
And just burn these and it'll all be done. And then I bet that she actually did buy them and burned them. Nothing happened. Oh, it's because you didn't do this, you didn't do that. So pay me some more money.
I asked my sister-in-law, is she going to let you be there to light them yourself and all that? And she's like, no. She said, no, that I couldn't be there. And I was like,
That's another thing too.
Show you video of what they're doing for you, or pictures throughout the process, or let you be there if you can physically be there. That's a no go.
Yeah.
So we did it ourselves.
Right. Exactly. That's another thing too. Like with my services, I always want them to be a part of it, even if it's over Zoom call or in person. Like they could. I'll travel even. Like, I prefer them to be a part of the actual working rather than just, okay, well, you paid me this, so I'm going to do this for you, and I'll send you an email over Google Meet when it's done. And, you know, like you said, like, no videos, no pictures.
No, nothing. You know, and, like, she couldn't even be present for any of it. Not even the candle pouring, not even nothing. She wasn't allowed to be present, or it wasn't going to work. And I was like, that's bullshit. So, you know, like I told her, I was like, you can get this and this for yourself at home, do it yourself. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'll help you and we'll work through it. I'll do something on my end, you know, shit like that. Cause she was like, I was the first person she called, and like, you know, when my sister-in-law calls, it's like, oh yay, fun conversation time, because we like to talk about that kind of shit together. And like, she was like, does this sound right? And I was like, first of all, I have never seen a 4-foot candle.
That's why it can't exist.
I texted Jason right away as soon as I got off the phone with her. I was like, dude, does this sound right to you? Because it does to me. And he was like, no. He was the confused. Only
4-foot
he was like,
candles.
He was like, a 4-foot candle?
That's more than half my size and Mountain Gypsy's size.
Yes, at least we're taller than it, though.
Yeah, we're basic. That's basically a candle that comes to here.
Yeah, I was like, wow. But yeah, you know, because you know, my sister-in-law was going to her for readings, and the readings got more intense, and there was stuff that needed to be done, and she was pushing this, and I was like, I told her, how many times has she pushed this $1,200 candle thing? And she goes, more than once. And I was like, okay, if you didn't ask for anything or anything like that, she's now seeing you as, oh, I've got this person.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, I've got her. So now she's like, I'm just going to have you read my cards. I'm like, I don't care. I will definitely do that because I'll know all the gossip. You know? So it's just like that. Like Jason said, if they're product pushing, don't, because like I know Jason won't do it and I won't do it unless they bring up the topic of, is there something else that I can carry with me or do?
Then we'll
now don't confuse that with offering products. all four of us offer products for sale.
The
key is that pushing the products on you. You know, the products are there as an option should you choose, but not that the spell will only work if you buy this.
Exactly.
Not it. That's not how it works.
No, not at all. fucking
you
people.
Really want it? You really feel like burning money? Burn some Joss paper to your ancestors. Ask them for help.
I liked Fearless's response. She's like, that's not a candle. That is a torch.
To me, it reminds me of some like BDSM type of thing with like the hot wax or something.
That's a bonfire all wax.
Oh, right.
Can you imagine?
We need to ask Misty if she has any 4 foot figure candles. Can you make a 4 foot lady candle?
Yeah, I need it as tall as myself, please. That's just how bad
I heard. I heard the bigger the better.
He would probably fall on the floor laughing about it. I could just picture Misty just falling on the floor laughing. This is funny, dude. But yeah, like Jason's point, product pushing. If they're like, oh, well, this is happening. You need this. You need this. You need this. Or it's not going to go away. That's messed up.
Right. Exactly.
And to be honest with you, that's often how it starts, really. You know, is there are many, many people out there. I don't want to necessarily start off by calling them scammers right off the bat. But because some aren't necessarily scammers, but some are, you know, they may start with, you know, buy this candle that's made just for this, or buy this spell oil that's made just for that, just for your issue, or buy this, you know, special spiritual water and splash it on you daily, you know, and this will take care of your issue. And that's not unusual for it to start there. And then your issue is still going on, and then you get and then they're contacted again. I did the water just like you said, but I still have that issue. Okay, well then it sounds like, it looks like you still have a lot of negative energy around you. I can do a cleansing for $500, and then it builds up from there.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not always services, you know. No. It can start small and build its way up.
And it's not always just online, as you know, the case of my sister-in-law, because she was going to this lady's place, you know, and, you know, there's some shops that are like that. You come in from one service, you know, you keep coming in multiple times, and they're going to see you as a little piggy bank.
Yep. Exactly. And I also think it's people who want to charge like by the minute too.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, because there's some TikTokers that do that. California psychics commercials have been coming on a lot the last couple weeks on TV and stuff, and they charge like, what is it, $1 per minute?
Yeah, I had this one client too, which she got a reading from a TikTok psychic, and she was like really impressed with the reading and whatnot. So I was like, okay, well, don't tell me anything. Just to save face, I was like, I'm sure she was great, but I might be a little bit better. So I did a full like hour reading, and I was able to reiterate everything that she said, only I was able to really go more into it and give her like a better advice or better coaching on what she should do with this information.
And you know what? I bet it was quicker and faster.
Something more specific to her need.
Yeah. More specific. It was to the point and clear, and not dragged and dragged and dragged, so they can milk those per minute.
Exactly. And so she told me, like, wow, you are better, and you're better priced too. And because
go ahead.
And I asked her, well, how much did the TikTok reader charge you? Oh, she charged me $6 a minute. So it was $120 for a 20-minute reading.
Wow. But that's the other thing too, you know, to both of their points, is that when you're talking with this person and you're talking about what your needs are and what kind of things it would entail, you know, listen out very carefully and talk through looking for the end result, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, do they really want to take you to the end? Do they really want to resolve the issue that they're talking to you about? Or are they kind of speaking in parables, or, you know, like half giving you the idea that like, we're going to do this, but then you may need something else after that, if this doesn't do it completely, because there may be other things going on, you know.
Because my whole end goal, I know Jason is like me, and so it's, well, I don't know about Hessie, I can't speak for her, but when we help people like that, our end goal is to get you over that shit.
Not exactly. Just
to keep milking it. We want to be able to do it in, like, you know, a reading, a working, whatever you need. And
exactly.
Out of that, we don't want to sit there and have you coming 30 times in a year because shit's not happening. We want to get you out of that. So
exactly,
the quicker the better for us, because even then you're still going to come back because you trusted us. You know, we were there and we were clear. We were, you know, told you what you needed to hear, not what you want to hear.
Exactly. You know? Yeah. Our return clients are those who come back for different issues because they trust us. They're not ones who come back for the same issue.
Coming back for the same thing. Exactly.
Exactly. That's not how it is. Like, that's supposed to be, as our spiritual cultist work, we're supposed to get you the hell out of that issue. And then, you know, if you have another one, yeah, we're here for you. We're going to get you out of that one.
Exactly. And if they have an issue that does require multiple things, then I don't charge for each time they come back. It's like a one-time payment, and then however long it takes. Like, I'm not being like, okay, well, I'm gonna need you to come back, but it's gonna be another, you know, $100 each time you come back until we get this resolved. It's like, if you have to come back multiple times until it gets resolved, then that's okay. But, you know, you're not going to be charged each time.
Oh, I got one. Be wary when they give you time frames.
Yes.
You pay me $2,000 and this will be done in a week.
Exactly. If they're telling you,
will manifest in a week.
Yeah, if they're telling you it's going to happen within like a couple days, a couple weeks, And it has to be this amount. And as soon as the amount's paid, everything is done. Everything is fixed.
It'll be. There was one person. She was having an issue. She was being told, if you pay $1,500, that the curse that this group has cast upon you will be gone the next day. Really.
Really. So it's like the more money you pay, then the...
The it's quicker, like, it's done, the quicker everything's fixed.
Yeah. Right?
Oh, I pay $2,000. Will it be done by this afternoon?
Yeah, here's my money. It has to be done by 5 o'clock today.
Yeah.
It has to be resolved. Can you do that?
Just be aware of that. Not saying that spells cannot manifest quickly. You know, again, that's not what we're saying. But what we are saying is that spells manifest according to its own time.
Exactly.
You know, to paraphrase Jason's statement he likes to use, they take the path of least resistance. And sometimes that can go very quickly, and sometimes that might take a few weeks. It might take a few months. Guess what? It might even take a year.
Exactly. Exactly. And those who expect fast results are usually the ones who do have to wait a long time. The ones who can understand that magic is very fluid and it takes the path of least resistance, and it works off of the sphere of influence that is given within your circumstance or your situation, and they understand that it could take a while. Those are the results will manifest quicker.
Yeah. Yep. You know, and it also shows the person helping that person if they've, you know, given the information of, hey, it's not gonna be literally in an hour, overnight, you know, you need to realize that. And a lot of people, a lot of these scammers, like, well, I can do it like this, you know.
Yep, exactly.
Oh, so that's why people get upset with us when we're like, it's not gonna be really quick, you know, it's gonna take us some time, we gotta work on it. Oh, but this person told me they can do it within an hour or within a week, and we're like, okay, you have fun with that one then.
Exactly.
And again, there's nothing that says that it won't, but that's not something that you can guarantee. That's not something that you can guarantee. And so if somebody is trying to guarantee you that, you know, I would consider that a red flag.
Yeah. I think another red flag too would be like lack of communication from the person.
For sure.
Like
if they got your money and they have ghosted you.
Yeah.
They're not asking you questions. If they're not asking you questions and making sure you're cool with what's going on and all that, or as soon as you paid them and they're ghosting you, there's a problem.
Exactly.
So that's kind of the obvious one.
Well, completely obvious one. But, you know, most people will be, oh, well, they'll get back to me in a couple days. It's been a couple days, you know.
But you know what? I want to expand on that a little bit more. You know, if they're asking the questions, why would they ask you questions? They would ask you questions because they are really trying to get to the depth and the core of what your issue is, because that will help them to better plan the working to attack all of the necessary components to resolve your issue. Yeah. If someone isn't asking you those details, for me, this is my personal opinion. My personal opinion is that they don't really care as much. They just want to do the bare bottom, which is, oh, you want us to banish that person from your home so he'll leave in a week? Okay. And then doesn't ask any more questions and does that. You know, you are leaving a lot of room for interpretation on his or her part, which means that, you know, things can possibly manifest, but not in necessarily in a way that you wanted it to happen, or thought, like, I didn't want the person to leave because they got killed in a car accident.
Yeah,
exactly.
And and what we're talking about is like going for two people for spell work, like working, you know, like just so everybody was like, well, what does this have to do with divination? But if you're asking someone to do a working, prepare for a whole counseling session for someone who is doing it properly. Yeah. And like for divination, if they're asking you for your whole life story before they pull the cards, that's a red flag.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
Like if they're asking you your whole life story before they do a card reading and stuff, that's a red flag. You know, if they're asking you, okay, is this a general? Is it a job? Is it this? And that's it. You're cool. But not when they're like asking you what you ate when you were 5 years old.
Exactly.
But if you're asking because for a working,
that's going back to the psychological tricks. Yeah. You know, that and again, I have to remind everybody, those are legit. Those work. They will work. You know, some people, sometimes you'll come across people like that, you know, in your regular everyday life. You're like, are you psychic? No, I just pay attention really well.
Exactly. Exactly. Like that one psychic that reporter was like, so you told a family that, so you were shown this picture, what can you tell me about this girl? Oh, I sense that she died a tragic death. I think she was beaten to death or she drowned. Uh-huh. Well, what if I told you that this is a picture of me when I was a child? Wait, what? You didn't disappear? She's like, I'm right here. Whereas if I put myself in that situation, then she would have shown me the pictures. What can you tell me about this little girl? That little girl's you. Oh, wow, you really are psychic. No, I can tell. The exact same face. I mean, other than a nose job.
You just have your nose and your chin done. That's the difference.
Right.
But yeah, like when you're having a working done by somebody else, prepare for a whole ass counseling session if they're legit.
Exactly, because
we're going to be Sigmund Freud.
Well, because spell works are custom. Like they're not like they're not cookie cutter workings. Like we cook with the grease that's inside of you.
Yeah,
in a sense.
Why? Because we're human and our situations can be very diverse, very intricate, a lot of moving parts, a lot of unique situations and unique scenarios.
Exactly.
Well, we have anything else? We're on the fourth, we're at 4:30 Central Standard Time.
I think we've complained and yelled at everybody.
Made it to death.
Yeah.
I think we beat it to death. Don't be dumb. That's all we got to say. Don't be dumb. Yeah. Use your brain.
Yep.
Use your brain. Definitely.
That's what it's there for.
And reach out to somebody. You know, if you are listening to this, that means that you are in the life or curious about the life or embarking on the life. And so, you know, don't be afraid to, you know, ask questions, you know, put it in the comments. You can email us. Our email will be at the bottom of this, this video.
Hey, if you've gotten one in your messages, screenshot it to us. We'll put it on the wall of shame.
Yes.
Yes. Show us your scam messages.
Yeah, but don't be afraid to ask, you know, and if you're afraid of being, you know, embarrassed, like you're not sure, I'm not sure if this person is legit, like, don't be afraid of being embarrassed, you know, being embarrassed is a small price to pay from saving you $1,500 lost.
Exactly.
Especially these days.
Yes.
Especially these days. Well, with that, don't forget to always tune in because we do drop videos in between our podcast episodes. We are trying to get back on schedule. The holidays kicked our butts, but we're trying to get back on schedule and get back to putting out more videos during the week in between our podcast episodes.
Yeah.
And check out, if you haven't, if you're just joining us, catch up on the earlier episodes from this season, some of our earlier seasons. And if you have any requests for videos that you haven't seen that we've done yet, feel free to email us or just leave them in the comments below.
Exactly. We always love, you know, suggestions.
Yes.
Absolutely. All right. Well, with that, then we will see you next time.
We'll see you next time.